We are holding that Tehei Yomer Aleph by the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Ein Meviyin Loi Mibes Hazvolim. He cannot bring wheat or flour from Menochis. Not from Mibes Hazvolim, means from a field that doesn't grow that well, that you have to first fertilize the field in order for it to grow. That's called Loi Mibes Hazvolim, not from a field that you have to fertilize first. Loi Mibes Hashlochim, and not from a field that you have to irrigate it, meaning it doesn't have enough rainwater, also doesn't grow that well there. Veloi mibeis hilon, and not from a field that you grow trees also around the wheat, because the trees are machish, make the kaka weak, it doesn't grow that well. So these are not called the top-like type of wheat to be used for the menachas. But the Mishnah says, v'imhevi, if somebody uses this type of wheat, is kosher, you know, still the menacha, the mincha is kosher. Ketzer uweisa, how are you supposed to do lechetchilo to try and get the best wheat out of the karka? How are you supposed to work with the karka to get the best? So, neiro shona rishona. The first year, just plow the field. That's all. Plow it. That's called neiro, plow your field, shona rishona. Uvashni, on the second year, zero. Then you plant it. Then you seed it. Put seeds in there. Kaidim la pesach shivim yoim. You should plant the wheat like before Pesach, 70 days, that's the best time of the year for the wheat to grow. V'yaisa solus mubra, that's the way you'll have a lot of wheat. That's a good, a lot of good produce. Now, keitzer ubeidik, how do you check out the flour, like to make sure that it's good? Keitzer ubeidik, like to make sure we're sifted well. So hagizbor, and the Beis HaMikdash, the one that's in charge of the Beis HaMikdash, Machne says Yodlutoichoi, he would put his hand inside the mincha, like inside the flour. Machne says Yodlutoichoi, so it depends. All over Ovuk, if some dust would come up, then psula, it's no good for mincha, for the mincha, mashmu was not sifted out well. Achi nafena, until you sift it out again to make sure there's no more dust inside the flour. Vimisliya, let's say the flour became wormy, there's worms in it. Then psula, that's possible for a mincha. That's a psul in a mincha that has worms in the flour. Now the Gemara says, Ketzer oisai, what does the Mishnah mean exactly? How do you have to, like, plow the field to make it grow well? So, Nora Shona Rishona, that's what the Mishnah says, you have to plow it the first year. Now we boil over a question like this. Hechi Kron, what does the Mishnah mean to say? Nora Shona Rishona, does it mean to say you have to plow this field the first year? Or shnia, then the second year, nor you have to plow it again. There's a rain and then you seed it. Or duma maybe no. Nor shona rishona. It's enough just to plow it the first year. Or shnia, on the second year, zareya below nor, it's enough to seed it without first, you don't have to plow it over again. Since you plowed it down last year, it's enough. Sech the child, you have to plow it again and nor again the second year. So Toshima come in here. The Tanya will learn like this. Omer Rabbi Yosef Gracie says, Avchiti korzayim ukvar achim. This wheat is also good wheat to be used for menachas. Because in these two places, really they could have used the wheat that was grown in these two places. Again, chiti korzayim ukvar achim. But omoli smuchas liyushalayim. If it would have been closer to Yerushalayim, they would have brought from these two places also. Why? Well, now Lamaisa, why didn't they bring from there? Lefi Shein Mevi and Esaimer Elamina Sodois Hamadrumais. Because you only bring the Eimer from fields that are Madrumais on the south side. Fi Hamad Nunrois. Meaning to say that Nero Harbor, Rashi says, they applaud a lot. Lekach Shebehen Shebehen Chamas Rechus on these fields. On the south side, that's where the sun shines down a lot. Or Mehem Chama Shekach, that's where the sun sets also. So in these fields, really would have been good to bring the Yomer, just for the fact that it was far away from Yerushalayim. Now in these fields, that it would have been good to bring it, Ketzadai explains clearly how were these fields made that it grew so well there. That says clearly that Nora Shana Rishena, they used to plow it the first year, Ushniya Chorish Rishena Vizareya. And the second year also, they would again plow it over again. And then they would seed it. Kaidim la-Pesach shivim yom, before Pesach, 70 days. Kadei shetei smucho lechama, it should be close to the sun. V'yoysa kona zoras, v'shibolas asasayim. used to grow up so well that the corner, like the stalk itself, was only one zerustool. And the shibboleth, like the ears of the corn itself, was their sayim, was two saws big. That's how big it was. So they grew very well. Then the koitza, they would cut them down. Umaymer, they would gather them together, bundle them together. Vidash, they would thresh them. Vizera, they would winnow them. Obera, they would separate them, clean them. Vatochen, they would ground them. Umarakin, they would sift them. Umaybiyat the gizbar, and then they would bring them to the gizbar. And the gizbar now, the gizbar, the one in charge of the Beis Mikdash, Machnis Yod L'Toicha, he would put his hand inside the flour, and also by Avik, if some dust would come up, Omelot, the gizbar would tell them, listen, Chazor V'Napa, return it and sift it more. V'Napa, Oysa Shniya, do it a second time. Now, Mishum Rabbi Nosna, the name of Rabbi Nosna, they said, Ob Omru, that gizbar Sach Yodoy, the gizbar first, like, smear some oil on his hands. Sach Yodoy Shemin, O Machnis L'Toicha, he put his hands now into the flour. At Shemawa Kol Avik, until all the dust would come up, and that's where he would clean out the flour. That's what it says. But Akoponi Kitoni Mias, what we learn over here, it says clearly that Chayrish, that they would plow it, Vishayn, and do it a second time. So it says clearly that they did not only plow it just the first year, but the second year before they planted, they plowed it a second time. So see clearly they plowed it a second time. So more says, time according to your reasoning, Mas Nisim Le Kitoni Shayna. The mission does not say that they did it a second time. Braisa Katani Shaina. But the Braisa says Shaina. Sakitsa Kurtsastira, the Braisa to the Mishnah. Somewhere says no. Holakasha, this will not bother me. This is not a question. Holakasha. I tell you, Kan be Avoido, Kan be Avuda, Kan be Shaina Avuda. If the field was worked over once before, so once was worked before, Kan be Avuda mean they used the field already once. And now when they plowed it and let it stay for a year, the next year you do not have to plow it again. They never grew anything on it yet. So even though they plowed it once, still the next year in the Brisa, so they have to plow it a second time. So therefore it's not a stira. But our Korpon of the Gemara says, no, my heavenly Lord, what's the maskano? What is the pshat? Do you have to do it a second time, the second year? Do you have to plow it over again or not? So Gemara says, Toshima, come in here, the tiny belong like this. Near Chetzio, what he used to do was he used to plow the first year half of the field, half of it was broken up, they would plow it. Noro Chetzio, Vizera Chetzio, and then they would seed the other half of the plow. Near Chetzio, and then they would plow that half. Vizera Chetzio, and they would seed the other half. Because every year they changed around. One year they plowed this half and they planted the other half. And the next year, the opposite way around. So Chiruf Mashma from here, then finally, when they plowed it once, the next year, they would not have to plow it over again. It's enough just to plow it this year, then the next year, there would be enough to seed it without plowing it a second time. Now the Gemara says, Om Rabbi Yochanan says, Ein mevi enesa oimer, elim en hasodes hamadromais. He only brought the oimer, like the barley, from the fields that were on the south side of Eretz Yisrael, on the south side of Eretz Yisrael. Why on the south side of Eretz Yisrael? Shebehen Chamas Erechas, that's where the sun shines. Or Mehen Chamas Shekas, that's where the sun sets. The kids, there's a lot of sun there, therefore it grows very well. Tani Nam Yochi, we learn like this also. Tani Nam Yochi, that Abishur Loimer. Oimer Hoyibo, Nibikas Beis Miklo. That Oimer was brought from this place called Nibikas Beis Miklo. It's in the valley of Beis Miklo. Now, Kvas Gimel Soin Hoiso, it used to produce like three saws worth. The Sodom Mudramas Hoiso, it was a land that was on the south side. Ovo Chamas Zarachas, that's where the sun used to rise, used to shine. Omimeno Chamas Shekas, that's where the sun used to set also. Now, near Chetzia, they used to near, like to break up, they used to like plow half of it, and then they would sow the other half, and then the opposite way, the other way, near chetzia, like we had before, the half of it they would break up like, and the other half they would sow this year, and next year would be the opposite way around. Now, Rav Chilkiya Batuvia Hevilei Kano de Aryo, he used to have a piece of land, Now, what do you do with this piece of land? Near chetzia, he used to like break up half of it. Vizorachet, and then he would sell the other half of it. And the opposite way, the other way. Near chetzia, vizorachetzia. Fiyovdo achad trei, and it would like bring forth double the amount. Omazvin lo lechitilis mida, and he sold the wheat for very fine flour. In other words, this is very fine flour, and he would sell this for menachos. It wasn't so common to find such good flour, so he used to sell it to be used for menachos. Then the Mishnah says, "V'yimisli yupsulo." If they find some worms in the flour, it will be possible. Tana Rabbanan, what like this? Sele shesli. Let's say you have flour that became wormy. So shesli aruba. If most of the flour became wormy, psula. Then it's possible you can't use this flour for menachos. V'chitin shesli aruban. Let's say the wheat, the kernels of wheat also became wormy, as Ruben, most of the kernels became wormy, as Tzulas is also possible. Are these, Rabbi Yemi asked the question, Rabbi Yemi, Barayv Chita, Barayv So, how much of it has to be wormy? Most of the Chitim, or else, I Barayv So, Tekel, that's a Shaila. So Rashi says, Barayv Chita means, Shein Psula, Chisli, Barayv Kochita, every single wheat has to have rid of it to be full of worms. That's one side. Or else no, I bereave saw, it's not just in the saw of wheat, or barley, of wheat, most of it became wormy. Now, boy, Rav has a shout like this. Hegdishon mal shiukalein. Let's say you have this flour that has worms in them, or the chitin that has worms in them, and you're makdish it now. Are you over a lav or not? Mal shiukalein mishum balmum. Well, just like if you're makdish an animal that has a balmum, you're over a lav. What about this? Kivan, the apostle, since this wheat is apostle for menachis, ke balmum, it's like a balmum. I do, maybe, ain balmum, elav of behema. No, maybe this lav is only by behema, you're not allowed to be makdish of a behema, it's a balmum. But here, the chitim, even though it's apostle, it's not a balmum, take this would be a shayla. Now the Gemara says, Tanan Hosom, we learn to Gemara. The Mishnah Midah Tanan Hosam Kol Eitz Shenimtza by Talatz. Any wood in the Beis Hamikdash that's found has worms. Is Posla Gavim Mizbeach. You're not allowed to use that wood even to burn on the Mizbeach. You can't use it for fire. Omar Shmuel, Shmuel says Loishan. When was this learned? El Olach. Only if the wood is wet. Alva Yavish. If it's dried out, the wood Geroy. Then you could just scrape it out. The kosher, like scrape off the worms, and the wood is still kosher to be used. Now on this also, boy, Rav is the shayla hagedishoy, mal sheyukolov. Let's say you makdish them, would you get malchus or not? If you makdish this wood that has worms on them, so mal sheyukolov mishum balmum. Again, kivun the posuk balmum dami. Since these wood is possible to be used for the mizbeach, if you makdish it, it should be over lav. Or then maybe no, the klal is ein balmum elav behema. You're only over this lava be makdish shebehema balmum. Teiko, this is a good shayla. Now the Mishnah says, Takua is alpha leshemin. Takoya, this place called Takua, that's the best place where to get oil, to get shemin shaloi, that's the best mubchar to be used for shemin, either for menachis. Abisholem, Abishol says, Shniyolo. What's the second best place? The second best place after Takua, which is good for oil, is Regev Bever Yadin. That's Regev on the other side of the Yadin. Now, Kol HaRotzayis Hayik Sherus, with any land that has oil, it's kosher to be used for the Menachos from other places also. And the Mekan Hoyim Mevian, this was the best place to bring, this had the best oil. The Ein Mevian, again, you can't bring oil. You can't bring those olives. Lemi Beis HaZvolim, not from a field that has to be fertilized in order to plant there first. Lemi Beis HaShlochim, and not from a field that has to be irrigated, doesn't have enough rainwater, and not from the olives that are grown in between them. Means if you have, let's say, zroyim, if you have vegetables growing in between them, that's machash, that ruins the field, so you can't use such olives. But again, if you bring, use these olives for the oil, Alokhar is kosher still, but the evidence is kosher to use the shemen for the menachos. The ein mevi'in and pikonin. You cannot bring up pikonin. What is that? That shemen zayis, shlein is mashakot sokim, that the olives were not completely ripe. V'yimhevi posl, if you use this type of shemen, it's posl for mincha. Ein mevim min ha-gargarim she-nishru b'mayim. You can't bring the oil from the clusters of olives, let's say, that were soaking in water. So some learns it means to say two different things. You can't bring oil min ha-gargarim she-nishru b'mayim from the olives that fell off. That's one thing you can't do. For oil min ha-zeishim she-nishru b'mayim is the second thing. You can't use olives that were soaking in water. Both of them are not good olives to use this oil. For loy min hakfushim, you cannot use olives that were soaking in salt water. For loy min hashlukim, not olives that were cooked up. But if you use oil from these type of shemen, these type of olives, it's possible, it's not kosher for the mincha. Now the Gemara says, it says in the Posekin Shmuel Beis, Vayishlach Yoyev Tekua, that Yoyev sent someone to Tekua, Vayikach Misha Chochma, and he found there a wise woman. Now Maishna Tekua, how come he sent someone to Tekua, the city, on Rav Yechonon, Mitoch Sheregilim Hashem and Zayit, since they had a lot of olive oil over there, is Chochma Mitzuilhem, they had a lot of Chochma, Mash, we have a lot of Shemin, it's a skula to have Chochma. Now, Tanu Rabban, what about this? The Pasuk says in Devarim, the toivu b'shem and ragloi, that you'll dip your feet into oil. So zesh chelkoi shel osher. This is the brocha to the chelik of osher. She moishech shem and kamayin, that used to have flow of oil like a fountain. Omu was said like this, pa machas, it once happened, that nitzvah kolehem anshe lutkiyo b'shemen, that the people lutkiyo were in need of oil. So minolehem, for Mustas, they appointed for themselves like an agent. Echod, Omlu, they said to him, Lech v'hevi lanu shemen b'mei ribuya. Go buy us 100 ribuya, a lot of money, worth of oil. So holach liushlayim, the servant here, liushlayim, they went to, so they told him, Lech l'tzur, that's a good place where to buy oil. Holach l'tzur, so he went to tzur, Omlu, they said to him, Lech l'gush, go to gush. Lech l'gush cholof, go to this place. Holach l'gush cholof, the mice, that's where he went. He went to a Gush Cholov. His Yomlo, they said to him, Lech Eitzah Pleni L'Sada, go to this person's field, he has a lot of oil. Is L'Sada Allah, to this city, to this field. Omotzen, he found this person, he went to the field, Shoye Oizik Taka Zaysev. The person like was working under his olive trees. His Chayt taken away the stones there, he was working. So Omrulai said to him, Yeshtoch Hashem Meir Rebuya, do you have this much oil that we need to buy 100 Rebuya's worth? Shanitzah, that's what I need. Omrulai, the person answered back and said, like, yes, Hintonly wait, Achisai Malachti, wait until I finish doing my work, and then I'll sell it to you. So Hintim, so the person waited Achisai Malachti until this person finished doing his work, till he finished patching up his trees there. If the Yaakov is Simon Malach, after this person finished his work, Hivshol Kelim Yaakov, he's like turning his Kelim, his tools, on the back of him, Voye Mesakel Obova Derech. And when he was walking backwards, like, he would like remove the stones from the path. Mesakel, take away the stones in order that he could walk through. Kitzel, like an Avoida that a servant does, not that a big rich person does. Is Romulus that a servant says, so this, Pomusta said, Yeshtuch Hashem b'mei Rebuya kemdumani she'sochek sochek b'yayudim. Like I thought in his mind to say, is it possible such a person that acts this way, that cleans off the stones, is it possible to say he has so much oil, must probably the Jews are just making fun of me. But what happened was, Kivin Shigil Iroh, as soon as he came back to his own city, ha'itziu le'shev chosoi kumkumis shechamin, his maid brought out from him, first of all, a pot of hot water. He was able first to wash his hands and feet. Then they put out a golden pot, Malaya Shemin, full of oil. And he put his hands and feet inside it. What the Pasuk says, Mashnemar, V'toivo Ba'Shemin Ragloi. Eliyach HaShoch, after they ate, Peshoson drank, Modad La'Shemin Mei Rebuyi, Maktakim, make it off, that much amount of oil. Omalois, he said back to him, like maybe you need even more oil than this. Omalai said back to him, hey, yes, I could use even more oil. But Yishnova Leshein Lidom, right now I have no money. Omalois, he said back to him, Imata Reitz, if you want, Likach Kach, if you want, you can take back more oil with you right now. Vani Elech Imach, and I'll go with you. Vyatul Domov, and I'll take money from you. So that's what happened. Mordad Lo Shemin Bishmein Osir Rebuya. He counted out another 18 Rebuyas worth of Shemin. Omru was said that Lo Hiniach Oisish, the person not leave over, Lo Sus, Lo Perot, not a door, a horse, a mule, Volo Gomon, and a camel, a chamon, and a donkey, perhaps Israel, Shloi Socha did not rent out in order to take all this oil back to a city. Kiv and Shigil Iroi, when he came back to a city, Yot Sanch Iroi, Lakalfa, the people in the city came out like to praise him for all this oil. All my lands, he said to them, Loi Li Kalsuni, the praise doesn't come to me. And Lazer Shabo Imi, Paul Mustafa came back to his city, so the people in the city started to praise him. When the agent came back home, so the agent said, listen, it's not my doing, it's not my oil. But rather, this person is coming with me to collect his money, it's all his oil. And Lazer Shabo Imi, Shemodidli, Shemen Bemei Rebuye, for I know to be Shemena, the Shemena also Rebuye. And he's lending me now, on credit now, for another 18. Rubuya's worth of oil. So Lakayim Mashnem, the Mekayim of the Pesach says, that yes, Misasa V'ein Koil, some people act like they're rich and have nothing. Misroshe is V'ein Rav, and some people the opposite, where they don't act so rich, but they have plenty, like this person here, who didn't act so rich, but really he had plenty. So kids, that goes back to his bracha, B'tevel B'Shem and Raglov, the kids said there are certain cities that have a tremendous amount of oil, and good oil. And that's the oil that you're supposed to use for the menachas. Now it says the Mishnah Mevil Lemi Beis Hazvolim. You should not take olives that grow in a field that you have to fertilize that field first. For the more Ivor Tani, we learned Ein Mevien and Pakten. We learned you're not allowed to bring on Pakten. That's just olives that were not completely grown. But it says you may be possible if you bring it as possible. And now Mishnah says Ein Mevien and Pakten, but you may be kosher, but the ever is kosher. Here it's the mashrim, hey, we talk to this apostle. It says the reason why is the apostle, the v'nei shusraf, it's unlike the sap, it's not the real good oil. So I'm a Rabbi Yisrael, Lakash is not stira. Ho Rabbi Chi, ho Rabbi Shimin, ba Rabbi. It's a machloik, it's a nechnami. You hold now that pay it, vav, I'm an aleph holding now. The what's machloik is, Rabbi Chi and Rabbi Shimin, ba Rabbi. To Rabbi Chi, Zorak lay, for Rabbi Shimin, ba Rabbi, matzul bay. When they brought this type of oil to Rabbi Chi, he threw it away. He said, it's no good. When they brought it to Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi, Matzvah Bey, he used it. Whereas it is usable. They hold this oil could be used. For Shemnech, what's the simon over here? Ashirim Makamsin. That the richer they are, the more like stingier. He would not throw it away. He went to use it. In other words, Rabbi Shimon bar Rabbi, he was rich. And he taka used to use it. He was Matzvah Bey. So if our Mishnah, who goes like Rabbi Shimon, that holds, yes, it could be used, this type of an oil. Therefore, the b'dievet, if they bring it, it's kosher for the menachas. Now we dash and says in the pasuk in the Megillah, Shisha chadosha m'shemen hamor, that 6 months with oil of mor, b'shemen hamor. Now, my shemen hamor, what is the shemen hamor? Sarafuna b'achiyuama sitchosa. That's what it is. It's sitchosa. That's where they call this type of oil. Rabbi Yemir bar Ava Rama Shemin Zayis. No, it's olive oil. But Shlehevi Shlish, the olives were not a third gripe yet. It's not a third grown yet. You make olive oil from that. That's this type of Shemin Hamor. Tanya Nam Yechlom to let this also. Yudraimer. And Fatnun, what is this? There's a Shemin Zayis Shlehevi Shlish. There's a Shemin Zayis that was not a third grown yet. Lom Asachana. So what do you use it for? What do you use to rub yourself with it? Shemeshayir as a Shasayir would take off the hair off the skin. Umadanesa Boston would smooth out, soften the skin, used to be to remove the hair and to soften the skin. That's what they use this Shemin Zayis Shlohevishlish. Then the Mishnah says, Ein Maviyim in Agagarin, Shenoshu B'mayim, you cannot use olives that were soaking in water. Turn around, but like this. Shemin Zayis, you have olive oil, Kovush that was soaking, pickled, Sholok that was cooked, Shuri that was soaking in water, Vishal Shemorim, Vishal Reach Ra, it has sediments inside of it, it has bad smell. Lo Yav, you know how to bring this type of oil for the Menachis. If you have a postle, if you do bring it, though it's postle, like it says in our Mishnah. Boy, Rabbi has a shower like this. Hegdishon, if you makdish this type of Shemin for the Menachis, Again, the shalom that we had before would be over lav to be makdish like a balmum. Once, whereas yes, kivun the parcel since this type of shemen is parcel for the mincha kabalmum done it's not like a balmum. Or do maybe no ein balmum hello by behema you can only have a balmum by behema take it. Therefore, we have this rishayla. Now the Mishnah says shloisha zaysim. There are three different type of olives, uvehen shloisha shloisha shmonim, and each type of olive gives off three different types of oil. Hazdaya sarishim, what's the best type of olive? What's the best that migarger burosha zayis? That's the olives that get ripe on the top of the tree. The ones that are all the way top, the sun hits on it a lot, they become ripe first. That's called migarger burosha zayis. The koitesh, the noisein lefechasal. The koitesh, you like take these olives and you crush them in the machteshes, and then when you press them down in the machteshes, and you put them then into a basket, and the oil drips out of it by itself. The kli that's underneath the sal, and first you press it down a little bit, and then you put it into a basket, and the olives like comes out by the oil drips out by itself. So the kids, so first you just pound down a little bit on them, and you put them into this basket, and then the olive, the oil drips out of it. That's called the kaitesh, you pound it down. The noisin will take hasal. Rabbi Yudha says, Savivois hasal. You put it, no, around. You put these pounded down olives around the sides of the basket, in order that the oil should drip down on the sides of the basket, or come out clearer this way. Now, Zerishon. This is called the best soup, that's the best type of oil. Then the Toyim Bakurva, then they put the big beam on top of it after they pound it down and some oil came out of it. Now they put a big curve, a big beam on top of the olives. Yehuda says, Bravonim. They used to put stones, not just on the beam, but they used to put stones on them. Zesheni, that's the second type of best oil that comes out from the olives. Then after these two things of pounding and putting down the stones or the beams, then Chaza V'tochen, V'toyin, and then they would grind up the olives in a grinder. Zel Shlishi, that's the third type of Shema that comes out from the Zesim. Now, Harishon, the first type of oil that comes out, the menorah. That's called shemen zayich zoch. That was used for the menorah. V'yashar l'menachas. The other two were kosher for the menachas. So this is the first type of the zayis. Again, the top of the tree, the zayis will become ripe on the top of the tree. Hazayis hasheni, what's the second type of the olive? That's migageroi v'roi shagag. Then you take off the olives on top of the roof, which really is in the middle of the tree. These are not the top ones on the tree, but in the middle of the tree. And they get ripe after the ones on top. So the same thing, these types of olives now, the kaitis, first you pound them down, the nursatirasal, you put it inside a basket, and the olives, the oil would drip out. Again, Rabbi Yudha says, Sabibu sasal, you put these olives on the side of the basket. Zerishon, this is the first class of oil that comes out. Then Toin Bakar, then they put a beam over these olives. Rabbi Yehuda says, Bravo, I'm not going to put stones. Zesheni, that's the second type of oil that comes out. Then Choza, V'tochan, V'toyin. Then they would grind it up. Zeshlish, that's the third type of oil that comes out. Now again, Harishon, the first type of oil is Lemnera, is kosher for the Menera. V'yashar Lemnera, the second two types, is kosher for menachas. Hazayis hashlishi, the third type of an olive, when it's finished on the tree, that's the lower type of the tree, the bottom type of the olives. So, oitenoi betoy chabayis atcha yuka. But they will collect these olives and leave it inside the house of the Beis Abad in a matam until it will be like be finished full of the zaysim, until they get fully ripe. That's called oitenoi, they will store it away like betoy chabayis. Achayuka, until they would like bust open, until they become very fat and very soft. Omaleyo, then they bring it up. or menag by brosh agag. They'll let it like dry out on top of the roof. So since they were in the warehouse for storage, a lot of juice came out of it, and it smelled bad, so therefore first they'll take it up to the roof, let it like dry out in the sun. And then the Kurdish, then they would pound down on it again, Venezuela to Rasal, they put these pounded down olives on top of the basket. If you do I must sweep with Rasal, they put it around the sides of the basket. Now again, this type of oil that comes out, Zerishin, that's the first class of oil that comes out. Then the second type, once again, Toin Bakira, then they put a beam over the olives. If you don't review this, says Bavonim, they put stones over the olives. Zesheni, that's the second class of oil that comes out from the olives. Then they would grind it up again. Zeshlishi, that's the third type of oil that comes out from these olives. And again, the same klal is harish from the menorah of Yeshalom Nochus. The first class is kosher for the menorah, and the second two classes are kosher for the mincha. All right, turn over. We'll continue one on the other side.